Hey there, everyone. This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. And I just want to start this time by asking a question. Just think about this a little bit. How often do you find yourself taking offense at something that someone says? How often does it happen that somebody will approach you and say something, or maybe you'll get an email, or maybe a text, and you'll read that email or you'll read that text and you'll feel it. You'll feel the red coming up behind your eyes, right? You can feel yourself getting hot, and you just can't wait. You know, you're going to say something back. You're going to make sure that they understand that that wasn't okay to say. How often does that happen? How often do you take offense? You know, I think sometimes we like to justify our anger. We tend to think things like, well, you know, Jesus was angry, right? He must have been angry when he went into the temple and he forced out the money changers. Or, in fact, in one of the instances in the Gospel of Mark, it says that he looked on the Pharisees in anger when he was about to heal the man with the withered hand. So the Lord Jesus was angry. So we should be too. We too should have righteous anger. Now, I think there's truth in that. But there's also truth in the fact that unlike us, the Lord Jesus knew what people were thinking. The Lord Jesus knew people's characters. We just don't. We can't. We don't have that ability. And so when somebody comes to us and they offend us, we don't know what their intentions were. We don't know what they were really thinking. And so I want to suggest to you that perhaps because of that, the Lord Jesus could get angry. He could have righteous anger. And we, on the other hand, would do well to stop our anger. Let's just think about that. What would life be like if you determined that you weren't going to take offense anymore? What would people think of you? Right? Can you imagine? You know, people knew that you were a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how would they react if you never became angry? You never took offense at the things that they said to you? What kind of a witness would that be? Wouldn't that be incredible? Now, just listen to this. I want to read to you a few selections here from Proverbs. It says, this is Proverbs 15, verse 18. Proverbs 15, verse 18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention." A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. How often have you been that hot-tempered man or hot-tempered woman? How often have you been he who's slow to anger? Here's another one. Next chapter. Proverbs 16, verse 32. "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." Proverbs 19, verse 11 says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense." Proverbs 22, verse 24 says something similar. "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man." Or how about Proverbs 29, verse 22? "A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression." How often have you become angry about things, and in your, quote, righteous anger, have actually added more sin to the problem? That's how it works. So often, maybe somebody just accidentally offended us, or there was a miscommunication, or something along those lines, and then all of a sudden, we flare up, we get angry, and we say things that we shouldn't have said. And now the problem's been compounded. You can hear it from these passages in Proverbs that it's very clear. Anger is not part of who we're supposed to be. I just want to read to you one last selection here. This is from Ephesians chapter 4. And the reason that I think it's important is I think sometimes it becomes our justification for why we think we can be angry. Just listen to this. Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." Now, how often have you read that and thought, oh, well, see, the Apostle Paul says, don't sin in your anger, and don't let the sun go down on your anger. So that means, yeah, I can be angry. I just have to be careful when I'm angry. And I just have to make sure that I don't hold on to my anger for a long time. But that's not what the Apostle's saying. I think when we read it that way, we're really missing his whole point. Because what Paul is getting at is he's not saying it's okay to be angry, and so when you're angry, just make sure you don't sin. He's not saying that. He's saying, when you're angry, because it's going to happen because you're flesh and you're going to mess up, you're not supposed to be angry, but when you're angry, watch yourself. Because being angry leads to sin. Isn't that what Proverbs just said? Proverbs 29:22. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. And so Paul is saying, watch out when you're angry, and try and get rid of that anger as soon as possible. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Don't hold on to it for more than a day. Now, have you held a grudge for more than a day? Do you see now what the Apostle Paul's getting at? This isn't a justification to be angry. This is really the exact opposite. This is the Apostle Paul saying, get rid of this. Now, if that sounds kind of extreme, just keep reading. If you just skip down a handful of verses here, so that was verse 26. Now read verse 31. Verse 31, he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Now, just think about that. How many synonyms here does he have for being angry, being mad? He has bitterness, wrath, anger, malice, right? And I mean, you know, you can throw in clamor and slander there because a lot of that happens when we're angry. So the Apostle Paul, essentially, he says, be angry and sin not, right? Watch yourself. Get rid of this anger. And then he comes along a few verses later and says, in case you didn't understand what I was saying, you have to get rid of it. Put away the bitterness. Put away the wrath. Put away the anger, the clamor, the slander, and the malice. Because that's not who we are anymore. So this week, how do you think your week would change? If when somebody said something to you that was offensive, if you resolved to say, you know, I'm not going to be offended. And you said a prayer saying, Lord, please help me to not be offended. How do you think your week would change? I think it would be drastically different. And not only that, not only will there be tangible benefits, I think, from this, but in the end, really, we'll become more like the Lord Jesus, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. And isn't that the whole point? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.